You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Twins fall to the Tigers. Rubber game of the three-game series coming up Sunday evening. As you heard a moment ago, so a late start on a Sunday. No ball game tomorrow afternoon here on CCO. We could have bumpy weather tonight, and I want to start there, and then we'll get back to the Twins and what's going on with the home nine. June generally has not been good for this team, and June has not been good for us generally in the weather department. It has been stormy, it has been wet, and tonight could be another stormy night here in these parts. So let's get you started with the weather and give you an update on what is called a hazardous weather outlook coming from the Weather Service. Thunderstorms are expected to develop over west central Minnesota late this afternoon, and those will move east and south across the rest of central and southern Minnesota into western Wisconsin tonight. Initially, tornadoes, very large hail and damaging wind gusts will be possible with these storms, but the greatest severe hazard will transition into a strong wind threat through the night. And then another round of strong to severe storms are possible on Sunday with the best chance in western Wisconsin, the greatest risk, damaging winds. So the news isn't particularly good. And then more unsettled weather is expected Wednesday through the rest of next week. Some strong to severe storms will be possible with any storms that develop. Storms may possibly impact the area during the late afternoon and evening on the 4th of July. So it doesn't look like we're going to exit this pattern anytime soon. So for today, partly sunny and 86. Showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 4 a.m. Some of those storms could be severe at a low around 69. And then on Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely before 4, then showers, maybe a thunderstorm late in the day, and a high near 82. So more rain. Here's the thing. I don't even know what I'm going to mow. It was way too wet to mow today. So that's one of the issues for a lot of us. And then on Monday, sunny and 80. Tuesday, sunny 83. It will dry out a little bit. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday and 85. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday and 83. That is the third. And then on the fourth, a chance of showers and thunderstorms and 87. But you know how that goes. We actually could see even more of a chance, as you heard, later in the week. But right now, just a chance after we get through the weekend. Right now, here in the city, is 82 degrees, south winds at 8 miles an hour. The dew point, 66. You feel that humidity out there. And our heat index is actually 2 degrees warmer at 84. And keeping an eye on the radar, there is some shower activity already showing up on radar, and that is west of the cities. The storms that are being predicted still haven't formed, but this is in an area between St. Cloud and Wilmer, and continues to track toward the cities. So don't be surprised as we move later in the day that we get a shower or a thunderstorm. No severe weather today. That is expected tonight here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. All right, Twins get beat. They played a great game on Friday night, and it was just a breath of fresh air for what the Twins did. David Festa, the good start. Twins beat a very good Detroit team, and the final 4-1 on Friday night. I mean, it was just a really good ball game all the way around. One of those that reminded Twins fans of how they pitched and how they played in May, when they not only got back to 500, but got over 500 in May. June has not been kind, and today was a reminder of that. They get beat by the Tigers, the final 10-5, and Bailey Ober struggled. And I think that is the headline out of this. What do the Twins do about Bailey Ober? He's given up 14 home runs in June. It is clearly a struggle, and they talked about it a lot during the ball game today, particularly early, about what they've tried to do to fix what's going on with Bailey Ober. Is it velocity? Is it movement? Is he tipping his pitches, etc.? And I think we're at a point now with Bailey Ober, and we haven't heard of a move yet. We'll continue to keep an eye on that. Do you need to shut him down? Do you need to do a head-to-toe exam? I know you can't, you know, if he's not technically injured, you know, put him on the injured list. And I know the rules are pretty specific about that. But today, 5 2/3, 11 hits, 7 runs, all of those earned, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk, 4 home runs in the game, and it's clearly going in the wrong direction. So what do you do about Ober? And that is something I want to put out to you following the ball game today. And I'm not familiar with all their options. Could they send him to St. Paul? Could they skip a start? Could they skip a couple of starts? I know when you do that and you keep him on the major league roster, you know, you're giving up flexibility. So, you know, ideally, if he's not right or there is something going on, you would move him to the injured list. So this is a conundrum, because right now Bailey Ober is not giving them a chance to win when he goes out there. And he was one of the key guys, and I think everybody's rooting for Ober. But over the last 7, 0-5, ERA 7.3, 7 games, 7 starts, 40 2/3 innings pitched. The numbers are not pretty. 51 hits, 33 earned runs, 10 walks. So there is a lot that says something's wrong. And I go back to what Joe Ryan a year ago, where he hit that bump in the road in the summer, where it's like, what's wrong with Joe Ryan? And then we learned he was injured, and he was put on the injured list. And Joe Ryan's been good this year. No complaints about Joe Ryan, but, you know, how do you keep putting him out there? And I'd love to get your thoughts on that. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Lindsey Brown is our producer. And, Lindsey, that is the conundrum. Someone has made it to the big leagues, have pitched well in the big leagues, and they have hit a bump in the road. How long do you let that play out? How many more times do you give him the ball when clearly he is not getting it done right now?
Yeah, I think a lot of athletes go through those times of slumps. And even in our lives, too, Steve, where you just can't really seem to, maybe it's get to that level of performance, or maybe you don't feel like yourself. But either way, that step back, I think, is really important, whatever that means. But I also went to the internets because it is available to me. And I went to sageandbloom.com, which is your one-stop guide for all things of self-discovery, aligned living, and personal growth. And they have a few suggestions for those of us that are in slumps that maybe we could try, explore. Maybe Bailey could take a look at these, because you got to be radical in your thinking when you're trying to find a new leaf in your mentality. And once you're able to kind of break through that, it's a whole new atmosphere of air. But when you're in it, it just feels like to him, it feels like he's pitching beach balls.
Yeah, and I caught the beginning of the game on Twins television, and then I wanted to go out and enjoy the warmth and the fact that it wasn't raining, and I had the game on, the radio, and it started out, but it was one of those, and I think Chris Atterbury made a great point. All of a sudden, it went from Twins up 2-1 to they're down 5-2, and the ball game's over, and it doesn't feel like he's that far off mechanically, and that's why I speculated even before the game. If he struggled today, are the Twins going to make the move where it's just kind of like, this guy just needs a break and skip a start and sit down and say, hey, you know, get right, get in a good spot, because I don't know what it's like to pitch in the major leagues. No idea. But I do know what it's like to get up and go to work every day, and where some days you don't feel like it, and you've got to put yourself in a spot where you can perform, and sometimes you just need a day off. And it's like, hey, you know what? I'm taking the day, or I'm taking the afternoon, or I need a week to shut down, or, you know, it sounds like you went to the Boundary Waters and unplugged, and it was really great just to get away from it all and take a break. And I think it's okay for people to say that.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we've been able to have a different level conversation about mental health, I'm not saying that Ober has any issues or that I would be privy to any information. Not my business, his privacy at the forefront. But I know what it's like to get scored on a bunch of times, like you're saying, when you're bringing your experience and feeling like I can't do my job. And so if it's taking a couple steps back or a couple of days, maybe it's pitching at a lower level. Maybe it's just as simple as doing some self-care, right? Finding a finding some meditation time. Maybe he's on social media and see some of the comments. You know, there's so many different ways to feel off. But to continue to put him out there, potentially dig the hole deeper. And I understand what Rocco was saying. They were provided some audio in the post game about at some point you have to pitch your way out of your issue. Like you have to, that's the only place that you're gonna be able to work it out. But the working it out, as you mentioned, Steve, I don't know if it's mechanical.
Yeah. And you know, there was that story that circulated that, you know, Bailey Ober said that he received threats on social media after his poor start in a blowout against the Rangers earlier in the month. And you got to wonder about that part of it. And, you know, the performance. And, you know, it's still a game. It's sports entertainment in the grand scheme of things. And I think some have speculated that now with more and more gambling, there's always been gambling on sports, I've heard.
We just weren't running commercials for it in the pre-post and the banner below the score.
Correct. The leagues didn't promote it the way they do now. And I think fantasy sports gambling, all of that, and the fact that with someone struggles and then all of a sudden someone who's placed a wager, loses real money, things get complicated in a hurry. So there was that story, and it was reported by The Athletic's Dan Hayes and Twins TV reporter Audra Martin. So that's horrible. So when you couple that with performance and then that stuff going on behind the scenes, if he has been threatened for his performance, then you wonder what is that next step and what you do for Bailey Ober. Now, if he and the people he confides in and the people with the club determine, right now the best course is that physically he's fine, he wants to go out there, he wants to work through it, Just as an outside observer, I almost think it's time, give the guy a break. And even if it's skip the next start, you know, find a way. We're coming up on the All-Star break. Maybe you shut him down until after the break. I don't know what it is, but he seems like a really good guy and still has the stuff to compete in the big leagues. But right now it's clearly not going his way, and I feel really bad about it. Not the wins and losses stuff. I feel really bad for Bailey Ober and what he's gone through this month and what he's going through right now out on the mound. You know, just as a human being, you feel sorry for the guy. I know he's making millions of dollars, but this, you know, this got to be hard.
And you're dealing with, like, I remember, it's weird being an athlete and kind of shaming yourself or feeling shame for sometimes not doing your job as well as you had intended. But I know that I felt that I was letting my team down or my people that were watching, the fans. This is at such a different level when we have all the money involved in the salary and everything else. But I just think it's so easy to get into that negative self-talk mindset. And even for some of the most mentally fortified athletes, I feel like almost everybody that's coming up is finding some sort of sports psychologist along the way and strengthening themselves for times like this. But ultimately, Bailey's got to call it for himself, too, because I trying to just continue to put yourself out there, it's one thing when the manager's making you do it. It's another thing when you're constantly making that choice as well. And so I hope that he's in a space where he has compassion for himself to give himself that break, because it's really hard to find that for yourself, especially when you're not doing something as well that you've trained, that you've, you know, programmed yourself to do at hundreds of thousands of times. It's like, why can't I do this? I do this all the time.
Yeah. And you know, that's where I'm at right now. And it's easy to just, you know, jump into a situation where someone's getting shelled, send them down to the minor leagues, you know.
Cut them.
Yeah, put them on waivers for the purposes of giving him his unconditional release. Not saying that at all in this situation. Based on what we learned earlier this month and the reporting that's been done, everybody's going to have a bad game. Nobody's perfect. You look at the best of the best in any field of endeavor, they have bad days. Tom Brady had bad days. Won a lot of Super Bowls. He's had bad days. He's had bad days now in his new career and got ripped, you know, as a television analyst. And he's gotten better. I give him credit for that. You know, Tiger Woods has had bad days. I mean, the list goes on and on. The superstars, big leaguers, pro athletes, people making millions of dollars have bad days. And right now he's having a bad day. And I just would like to know what the way is forward. Is he going to take his next turn, or are they going to give this guy a break? And I would lean in favor of giving the guy a break. And whatever that entails. So that's kind of where we stand. Another tough day for the Twins today, and then they get a very tough customer. The Twins play the Tigers in the rubber game tomorrow night. Scooble on the mound for Detroit. And honestly, it'll be fun to see him pitch. He is a real deal. 3:46, 14 minutes now in front of 4 here at News Talk. 830-WCCO.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Twins fall to the Tigers 10-5 in a matinee at Comerica Park. Twins are three games under after the loss today. Mize winner over the loss. And we did get news not that long ago. It broke about 45 minutes ago that Hall of Famer Dave Parker has died. Spent 11 years in Pittsburgh in a Pirates uniform, winning two batting titles, an MVP, and a World Series championship in 79. Burt Blyleven was on that team. Pops Willie Stargell. I was a kid, but loved that team, that NL team that won it all in 79. And he was going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown this summer. So Dave Parker has passed away. And Dave was born in 1951, and we learned that he passed away. And not only was Dave Parker a great player, in 79 when the Pirates won it all, think about this. He had the highest average salary in the major leagues that year. He was making over $1 million a year. Think about that. 79. Dave Parker was earning the highest average salary of just over $1 million in the major leagues. One other thing I remember about Dave Parker, and I've said this, and of course I grew up an American League fan in an American League town, so you wouldn't get to see the NL teams very much, and you get to see NL players maybe on the game of the week, and the 79 All-Star Game was played at the Kingdome in Seattle. And Dave Parker uncorked the single greatest throw from right field to home plate in the Kingdome I've ever seen. And the audio isn't very good. But Joe Garagiola was on the call of that All-Star Game. Seek it out when you get a moment, today, tonight, whenever. When you're poking around on YouTube, just look up Dave Parker All-Star Game Throw. And I'm sure it'll go to this video. And it was one hopper to right field off the rug in the Kingdome toward the right field corner. Parker throws one on a line to home plate. Not a one hop, not a two hop, from almost the right field corner to home plate in the air to his All-Star teammate, Gary Carter, and tagged out Brian Downing. Now, it was a great catch and tag by Carter. But the finest throw, and it happened to be in an All-Star game of all things, that to me is my single greatest memory of Dave Parker. And Lindsay, when you get a moment, maybe during the news, you can look up, and maybe you've seen it, but that is one of the greatest throws from an outfielder to home plate I've ever seen in the major leagues.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to look it up because
we got to
educate the youth, Steve. Got to make sure we know who came before us.
Yeah, the Kingdome's long gone. The great Dave Parker passed away today, but that's all I'm going to say. It is a hell of a throw, and you're going to probably say it when you see it during the break, and I want to get your reaction after visit with Steve Kearney. We're going to go outdoors with Steve Kearney, but just absolutely spectacular. And the 79 Pirates also wear those goofy hats. And
were they black and yellow? The paneling was every other.
They were almost like half stove pipe hats.
Oh my god!
Stove pipe hats. No, I mean they were ugly.
That's back when coal was king, wasn't it?
Yeah, clean coal.
Well, I think coal is also king again, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, king coal. That was even before clean coal. But I digress. So the Pirates' uniforms were hideous in '79. But Burt Blyleven, who of course was a great Twin star, and then came back to help the Twins in 87. But he won a world championship with the Pirates in 79. As I mentioned, Dave Parker, Willie Stargell, Great team. Their theme song, Sister Sledge, We Are Family. Really good stuff.
Really? That was that was the postseason rallying call. And that was that song was the hot ticket, right? Like that was a hot track.
I mean, that's like right near the end of the disco era.
Right.
And
way
and
before
that
it became
the
kindergarten disco party for me. Everybody knows that song.
That was the We Are Family team. And once again, that's right. Still a great tune. I've got it on my playlist when I mow the lawn.
Do you?
You've
got to send me your lawn mowing playlist. I think it would give a lot of insight. I'm usually a podcast girly.
All right, I'm going to give you away. There's a lot of disco.
Oh, Steve, I didn't
Abba's hips. Abba's greatest hits. The list goes on. And there, you know, there's some other stuff. But among the highlights, Abba's greatest hits and a ton of disco. The Bee Gees, Sister Sledge, you name it. So that is my lawn mowing playlist.
Sounds like you mow to the beat, which is great.
Yeah, no doubt. But once again, Dave Parker, one of the all-time greats. And when you get a chance, check out that video. Dave Parker's throwing the All-Star Game at the King Dome in Seattle. It's about as good as it gets. Twins struggled today, 10-5. Once again, Twins get back at it tomorrow, and they'll be in Detroit, final game of the series with the front-running Tigers, and the Twins will try and salvage, or I should say, win the series. It is a rubber game of the three-game set, so all is not lost for the home nine in Detroit tomorrow. And once again, it'll be Scooble on the mound for the Tigers in that one. In our pregame show, the lineup card at 5:30 tomorrow afternoon here on the home of the Twins, News Talk 830 WCCO. One of the things we're concerned about is the weather. We'll have the news. We'll have more on the weather in a moment, but I want to get you the very latest. At the moment, there is a line of shower and thunder shower activity tracking toward the Twin Cities. It sits west of the cities, between, say, Wilmer and Litchfield, moving into the Buffalo area, and could impact the northern suburbs later this afternoon. We're expecting severe weather, or the potential for severe weather later tonight, including some straight-line winds. We'll keep you up to date here on News Talk. 830 WCCO, once again, the news and weather. Steve Kearney, outdoors, follows that here on the CCO.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.